Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
A Disneyland service that became notorious for guest abuses is receiving a major retool.
Oh.
Disneyland's Disability Access Service is available for guests who cannot stand in lines for protracted periods of time due to spectrum disorders like autism.
Oh.
These are one of those things that you can declare that may not necessarily be provable.
Right. Because it's not like they're going to give you a test for that on your way in. You could say, look, my child's got autism, and you don't have to say anything else. People go, okay, well, here's the setup.
Eligible guests can skip ride lines without paying for Genie Plus, which has turned into an unethical hack for many Disney visitors trying to cheat the system.
I don't know about this Genie Plus thing. You've been there much more recently than I.
I have, and I'm not really familiar with it either. I don't do a lot of the planning. I do quite a bit of paying, but I don't know exactly what we're doing. I thought we just got the one-day park hopper or two-day park hopper.
Yeah.
I think that's what we do. So you can go to either park.
Yeah.
And you can go back and forth. But right. I don't know anything. I don't personally know anything about Genie Plus.
Is the Genie something like the Fast Pass situation where you have gotten yourself a kind of an appointment to get into the Fast Pass line at a certain time?
I don't
time?
Think so, because it's a different name. The Fast Pass we've
it's
done.
It's still there.
The Fast Pass is like an appointment where you book a window.
Right.
We've done that. But I don't know anything about Genie Plus, and I don't know anything about claiming your child has a problem when they don't,
right,
and then getting an actual free pass to skip the line.
Incredible.
I can understand why that might seem attractive, but you've just torpedoed the service now.
Yeah, right. You can't clog it like that and have it still be good for the people who actually need it.
The number of guests using this service, specifically, it's a disability access service. So the number of guests using the DAS service tripled over the last 5 years in Disney and Disney World. They say it's grown way too fast for its own good. The system was geared specifically for people, you know, I can see where they're like,
right,
how can you game this? Well, right. I want my children to have the best day ever.
Right.
So I figured out a way
to screw everyone else over.
Well, do you feel like you're screwing everyone else over? It's certainly shady.
Mm. Well, you are cutting lines. Cutting lines without. I mean, you're lying about your kid having a disability? That feels wrong to me. I feel like it's for people who actually have kids with disabilities, or people who, I mean, it's not probably just for kids. That feels scuzzy.
So from now on, it looks like you're going to have to conduct a pre-visit interview via live video chat.
Oh. You can't just show up and be like, am I kidding?
And you may do an interview in person at guest relations on the day of your visit.
Oh.
But either way, it's going to involve someone at Disneyland meeting you and meeting your person and making sure you meet the specific needs for the DAS skip the line pass.
Hmm. Well, there are people who are dedicated to gaming the system and will pass those interviews with flying colors. And for the rest of us who are like, I can't just go and lie right to someone's face.
I wouldn't want to.
No.
I wouldn't want to do that.
I don't want to, right. I feel like we're all trying to enjoy this.
I also don't want, I don't know, a handicapped parking space pass. I'm not handicapped.
Right.
I wouldn't do that. That's for people who need that.
Right. Would have been nice when I was pregnant. I would have loved that. But
you don't go get stuff.
That's true. But if I had gone, if I had ever left the house, you know,
I know. But I mean, got
it. Hard getting in and out of the
John.
Blah blah blah.
Get up.
Wake up
with Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.